Friends, this is the last chapter. In this chapter, I will let you know some of the banking verticals. When we talk about the banking fundamentals, no, and understood the whole gamut of the banking, it is also necessary that how the banks are creating their own department for the internal functioning. They are creating the verticals, that is departments. And what are those type of departments, which type of activities they are undertaking, that we are going to discuss in this chapter, considering the important verticals as retail banking, corporate and commercial banking, private banking, investment banking, global banking, and treasury services. Okay. Banks, as you know, by this time, operate in a variety of different ways and serves in the different market segments. There may be large banking firms, there may be, and they are offering, in their offering includes several divisions and the groups, making up totally the bank offering for the market. While different banks may have a different divisions, and these often the main divisions offered. Retail banking, corporate banking, global banking, private banking, investment banking, these are the branches of the bank. Within the bank, these are the various departments, so as to undertake the specific business. Let us understand one by one these verticals. Understand a little bit about retail banking. In retail banking, this is also called as a consumer banking or personal banking also. That provides the financial services to individual consumers or individual customers. Retail banking is a way of individual consumers to manage their money and have access to the credit and deposits their money into a secured manner. The services which are offered by the retail banks includes checking and savings account, mortgages, personal loan, credit card, and certificate of deposits. These are some of the activities which are covered under retail banking. Consumer expects the range of basic services from the retail banks, such as savings account, term deposit, personal loan, lines of the credit, mortgages, debit card, credit cards, etc. But most of the consumers utilizes the local branch banking services. And though the consumer may not use all the retail banking services, the primary services is a savings account to deposit the money. So that falls under retail banking. It allows the customers ability to earn the interest on their money. Bank also issue the debit cards. Allow its ease of withdrawal is also there, and the payment of the goods and services can be made through that account. One of the biggest trend in the retail banking today is the shift to mobile and online banking. Specifically, banks are adding additional tools and the features such as ability to put the temporary hold on the cards, then decide their own limit on the credit card. Credit card also, decide your own limit for spending. So taking utmost care about the safeguarding the interest of the individual, scanning the fingerprint, logging into account. In order retain their existing customers and attract the new customers also. Another vertical is a corporate banking or commercial banking. Corporate banking does not the same thing that the retail banking does, but for the larger audience. When the retail banking is tailored for the individual customers, the corporate banking caters the need of corporates, large business houses. Okay, and the corporate banking team provides the financial services like cash management, payment processing, credit product, hedging strategy, and large corporates. Key highlights of the corporate banking is it is not the same providing the banking services to just an a corporation. It refers to the product and services offered to very large and typically publicly traded companies. Therefore, the corporate bankers tend to have extensive lending and the capital market or investment banking experience. One of the most common facts of the financial service provided to the corporate banking client is syndicated loan or syndicated lending or consortium lending. It is important rationally behind the extending the credit to a corporate banking client is to develop a strong relationship in order to secure the future investment banking opportunities. Third vertical is a global banking. With the increasing in globalization, banks may have the specialized global banking division that specializes the cross-border transactions, that is transaction with other countries. So global banking and the market provides the financial services and the product to the corporates, government, and the institutions worldwide. Banking, global banking focuses on building the partnership with the corporate, government, and institutional client to help them to achieve the consistent long-term performance. The customers in this section are served through the teams of relationship managers, RMs, and the product specialists who work to build a comprehensive understanding of each client, its financial requirement, and develop the services to meet its need. In addition to the services which are offered to the commercial banking division, a global banking group may also provide multi-currency management services and the product, foreign currency account, foreign currency credit card, transfer advisory services, and liquidity management is also provided to corporate, under corporate or commercial banking. Coming to another sector, that is private banking. This private banking division is generally a part of retail banking and it specializes in wealth management. Specializes in wealth management of high net worth individuals, HNI, and their families. So private banking consists of personalized financial services and the product which are offered to the high net worth individuals of the retail bank and other financial institution. It includes wealth management services and provided under one roof. Services which includes investing in the portfolio management, tax services, insurance services, trust and estate planning, also advisory can be provided to this and the private banking clients. Private banking is aimed at exclusive client and it offers usually through the special departments dubbed private banking or wealth management division. Features of private banking consist of enhanced offering for high net worth individual. Private banking consists of personal, financial and investment services and the product from the dedicated personal banker. Typically, the client under private banking receive discount or preferential pricing on the financial product. The relationship manager or private banker is assigned to each customer to handle all the matters. It's all matters. Private banker handles everything from the involved task like arranging, involved task like arranging a jumbo mortgage or to mundane like paying bills. Private banking tries to address a client's entire financial situation, specialized services including investment strategy, and the financial planning also. portfolio management, customized financing options, and retirement planning, as well as estate and planning, etc. This private banking offers a client a variety of perks, privileges, and personalized services, which has become increasingly prized and commonly in the automated digital banking world. Private banking clients typically receive discounted or preferential pricing on all the products and services offered to them. For example, they may receive a special term or the prime interest rate on the mortgages, specialized loans, or lines of credits. As I explained, the bank's corporate division that specializes the capital raising is known as an investment bank. Now we talk about investment banking. In theory, the investment bankers are the experts who have their finger on the pulse of the current investing climate. So the business and the institution turn to the investment bank for advice on the low, best to plan their development, as investment bankers can tailor their recommendations to the present state of economic affairs. Investment banking is a type of banking that organizes large and complex financial transactions such as mergers, initial public offer, IPO, and these banks, investment banks, raise the money for the companies in a variety of ways, including underwriting and issuance of the new securities for a corporation, municipality, or other institutions. They may manage a corporation's IPO, and investment banks also provide advice and the merger, acquisition, and reorganization. Investment banking, among the most of the complex financial mechanism, they serve many different purposes and the business entities. They provide various type of financial services such as proprietary trading for their own account, mergers and acquisition, advisory, which involves the helping the organization in mergers and acquisition, leveraged finance that involves the lending money to the firms to purchase the assets and settle the acquisitions, restructuring involves the improving structures of the companies to make the business more efficient and help them to maximize the profit. They also help their clients to raise the capital in many different ways, such as underwriting the debt, equity issuance, help to launching IPO, investing in the client's excess funds, along with the other services. Another vertical is treasury operations. Treasury management is a peculiar type of management or department. This includes the management of the bank's holding with an ultimate goal of maximizing its liquidity and mitigation of its operational, financial, and reputational risk. In larger bank, it may include the trading of the forex, bonds, currencies, financial derivatives, and associated financial risk management. Most of the banks have their whole department, which is devoted to the treasury management and supporting their clients' need in this area. Until recently, large banks had a stronghold on the provisions of the treasury management and the products and services. However, smaller banks also currently increasingly launching and expanding their treasury management functions and offering because of the market opportunity which is offered by the recent economic environment. Treasury product in the banks consist of treasury bills, that is called T-bills, investment opportunities in the treasury bills, Government of India securities, that is GSEC securities, online solution for purchase and trade in Government of India securities. Commercial paper raise a short-term money via commercial papers, call linked products, certificate of the deposit. So friends, this is the last chapter. We were discussing about the verticals, banking verticals. With this chapter, I hope you have clearly understood the banking fundamentals without any doubt. You are now know what are main banking functions and each and every category of the person or entity which is involved in this will have the specific understanding of mutual benefits under the banking and banking fundamentals. I hope you will like this presentation, and at the same time, I must say thanks to the management of the Wellingkar Institute of Management to giving me an opportunity to speak to you on these banking fundamentals. Thank you very much.